For Montana News, I'm Nick Mott. Authorities are tracking a new fire that's burning more than 1,000 acres in the Kootenai National Forest. The Davis Fire is one of many that have emerged in the Kootenai in the last couple days, says Kootenai National Forest spokesperson Sean Ray Delmas.
Since the last weekend storm, we actually have 20 new confirmed lightning fires.
Ray Delmas says the highest priority fires are, in order, the Davis, the Porcupine, which is burning 12 acres, and the Feeder Fire, which is burning 11 acres. All are located in the Three Rivers District in the northwest corner of the state. The fires are remote and no structures are threatened. Multiple firefighting crews, smoke jumpers, helicopters, and air tankers are working all the fires. On the Lolo National Forest, the Lee Creek Fire reportedly burned about 50 acres near Lolo Hot Springs. Firefighters laid hose around that fire this morning. A Lolo National Forest Facebook post says the lightning-started fire was one of 17 to erupt since July 23rd across the forest. About half of those fires are human-caused. Lolo fire officials said this afternoon all of the fires are either contained or out, and all are less than 1 acre. Fire danger in both the Lolo and Kootenai National Forest remains very high. Hot weather and high winds are in the forecast for western Montana this week. That could bring more fire in the coming days. Luke Robinson, a meteorologist at the National Weather Service in Missoula, said thunderstorms are predicted for Tuesday and Wednesday.
Some of these storms could be fairly dry, so they're not going to have a whole lot of rain with them, but they're going to have a lot of lightning.
A dry, cold front will also bring high winds through the region on Wednesday night and into Thursday. Together, the storms and wind could lead to new fires throughout the area and increase the severity of existing fires, Robinson said.
It's a recipe for an increased activity.
Robinson also said the weather will continue to bring smoke from fires in Northern California and Washington into the region. The smoke will stay higher in the atmosphere and look like a light haze. He expects the air quality to remain moderate unless local fires pick up in the coming days. The Bacon Rind Fire, burning south of Big Sky in the Lee Metcalf Wilderness, saw little growth over the weekend and is now estimated at 412 acres. The fire is burning in heavy down, dead timber. Firefighters are monitoring the fire, but due to safety concerns, they're not currently fighting it. Smoke is visible from Highway 191, but all roads are open and the fire is not threatening any structures. The 1,068-acre Reynolds Lake Fire, burning near the Bitterroot National Forest, 35 miles southwest of Darby, is now 100% contained, according to InciWeb. Fire crews are watching the area for hotspots and flare-ups and say smoke from the fire will remain visible for several weeks. The Highway 37 fire, burning asbestos-contaminated forest near Libby, saw no new growth over the weekend, according to InciWeb. The fire is at 70 acres and is 60% contained. Ground crews, including firefighters specially trained to work in asbestos-contaminated areas, continue to mop up hotspots and build fire line. Air operations are finished, but air resources remain available as needed. Highway 37 remains open near the fire, but travelers are urged to use caution and be on the lookout for debris and loose rocks on the road. I'm Nick Mott for Montana Public Radio.